Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello, and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and with me, as always, reading the story, or telling the story, I should say, is Mr. Scape White.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my scary stories.
And as the audience tonight, we have Mr. Frank Allen.
Hello. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me on the show, Scapy.
My pleasure, Frank.
What are you implying by that?
No, I'm just being scared. It's just because it's scary stories. So I was implying, like, I am spooky, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I guess. All right.
Well, either way, let's just get right to the story, Scapy. This should be good, right?
Oh, yes. This was a special request. We got a request for this one from a lawyer of some sort. This one is called The Hounds of Tindalos by Frank Belknap. Young. This one also has chapters, so this is chapter one. Okay, so once upon a time, I went to my friend Chalmers' house, right? And he was like, oh, hey, hey, dude, how you doing? And when we got settled in, he was like, here's what I wanted to talk to you about. Right, science is a bunch of lies, okay? And I was like, yeah, you know, science, yeah, I don't really dig it. He was like, yeah, science, they think they know stuff. They're full of it. They think they know lots of stuff, but they don't really know. And the alchemists, they were the ones who knew stuff. And nowadays, they don't know stuff so much.
Well, having met an alchemist named Lord Zest, I can say pretty firmly that alchemists do not know a lot of stuff.
Well, no, they do. I'm not saying they do or they don't. But Chalmers was like, they do. And I was there, and I was like, sure. And so he was like, yeah. They don't know stuff. They think they're blah, 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 but they're not, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, whatever. I mean, scientists, they only believe in what they can understand and see and observe, all that stuff. Science stuff.
That's a pretty good understanding of science, I guess.
Yeah. And so he was like, yeah, but that's not true necessarily. And what I think is that if you take drugs, then you can see the real truth about the world.
So this guy's a druggie.
Well, he was saying if we take drugs. So I was like, that's not true. And he was like, yeah. Drugs, if you take drugs, like mystics do, then you can see the true scope of reality and you can see into the fourth dimension. And I was like, oh, come on, whatever. And he was like, no, for reals. And I was like, okay. And he was like, so I found this drug, right, that they used to use in China like a million billion years ago, okay? And I think it's gonna be the one that shows me the real stuff. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And he was like, no, for real, I will take it and I will see into the fourth dimension. And I was like, okay, whatever. What do you want? What does that have to do with me? And he was like, well, I want you to stay here, basically, and watch me do drugs, okay? And write down whatever I say, because I might say something really cool if I see something, okay? And then, if I'm in danger in the fourth dimension, then you can, say something, like, save me, okay? And I was like, this sounds really dumb.
Yeah, basically, it sounds like, the kind of shenanigans that, Rory St. John would be believing in, kind of nonsense. Like, if I can think it, then it's true. If I come to a new inebriated understanding of reality, then it must be true.
Yeah. Well, that's what the guy was saying.
Yeah, I don't believe that that's true.
Well, I didn't believe it either. So, okay. So I was like, I don't believe it, but whatever. I'll write down what you say if you want, dumbass. And he was like, okay. So he took the drug. Well, no, wait. Before he took the drug, actually, he was like, yeah, it's going to be time traveling, okay? So basically what it's going to do is it's going to let me see time travel because I believe that all people are connected, but they are separated through time.
Yeah, that's more of that nonsense.
Well, that's what he was saying, nonsense. But I was saying, that sounds like nonsense. Basically, you're playing me and I'm playing him.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was like, we're all separated from time and this drug will help me see it all. And I was like, whatever. And he was like, yeah. And part of what it is I will look at some shapes and some math before I take it. And that will help me travel through the fourth dimension and see out of time. And I was like, whatever, that's hogwash. You know, that's not true.
Yeah, it's not true.
Right now. So then he did it, basically. He worked at the math, and he thought about math a lot. And then he took the drug, and he's just kind of sitting there relaxing. He's like, okay, here we go. Just get out your pen, Scapey, okay? Come on. You got a pen? Okay, good, good, good. Now write down whatever I say, okay? And then he closed his eyes, and he was like, oh, man, it's getting dark. I can't see anything now. Are you writing this down? Write it down. I can't see anything. Okay, I feel like I'm not in the room anymore. Now I'm, like, floating outside of the room. And now I'm floating in space.
So far, this is pretty bogus. He's just doing drugs.
Yeah. But then he's like, all of a sudden, his eyes open up, and he sits up, and he goes, oh, my God, I can see everything. I can see every single person in the world, ever. And I could see, like, lots of things that they did. If anybody did anything in the past or in the future or any time ever, I could see it right now. I could see, like, ancient Rome. I could see, other times. I could see everything. Okay, everything. All of time that humans have existed. This is crazy. Are you writing this down? Write it down, because I am, oh my gosh, everything.
Okay.
Yeah. He saw everything, well, that's what he said. And so then he was like, okay, Scapey. Now I'm going further back. Okay, I'm pushing my mind further back in time past humankind, okay? I'm pushing back. Oh my gosh. Now I can see, like, when there was dinosaurs, okay? There were, like, dinosaurs. And the T-Rex has got the little arms. And then I'm going back further. So there's not even dinosaurs. So there's, like, little lizard things. And then back further, so there's no animals on the land, only animals in the water, and they're swimming. And oh my gosh, okay, now I'm going back even further. So there's just like one-celled organisms in the water. Oh, Scapey, you don't believe this. This is crazy. Oh my gosh, I'm going back past the birth of life on Earth, and it's so crazy. Okay, Einstein was right, man. That time is curved because I can see time curved. But also, I could see angles in time. And there is something moving along the angles of time. Oh, man, it's crazy.
It is crazy. You're right about that part. Because, I mean, this is... He's having a drug trip, and you're telling it like it's a scary story.
No. This is what that's what I was like, whatever, stupid. And I was writing it down, going, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But, yes, but he's doing drugs. But this is what I was saying, okay? Now, I could see stuff moving in the angles, and everything in the angles of time. Can't get into the curves of time right now, but it's oh my god, Scapey. And I was like, what? And he's like standing up now, and he's like, he's moving his arms around spooky, and he's going, oh my god, Scapey. I'm like, what? And he goes, there's creatures in the angles of time. It's so freaky. And I started going, hey, you know, it smells really bad in here. So I opened the window. And he's like, oh my god, they can smell me. They can smell me. Oh no, what do I do? And all of a sudden, he drops down to his knees and he starts, like, drooling and going, arr, 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 arr. And then he starts barking like a dog, like, ruff, ruff, ruff.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know what a dog bark sounds like. Thank you.
Well, that's what he's doing. And he's drooling like a stupid dog. Like, you know how dogs are like, bleh, bleh, and they have their mouths open, bleh, and there's spit coming down their faces, like, blah, 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 I was spit. That's what he was doing. And I was like, oh my god, Chalmers, what is wrong with you? You want me to wake you up? And he's like, blah, blah, blah. So I grab him and I start shaking him, and he's like trying to bite me. He's like, ah, nah, nah, nah. And I'm like, wake up, you gotta wake up. And he's like, what? Oh my god, Scapey, what happened?
So wait, I'm sorry, I didn't notice he's calling you Scapey. So is this
no,
about?
I'm not going into this. Every week we talk about, is it me? It's a story. Just don't even ask me that question.
Okay, fine. So whatever, you woke him up.
Yeah, fine. And I pick him up, I put him on the sofa, and he's like, oh man, it's, dude, it smelled me. This is crazy, it smelled me, and it's, you know, it was, I went too far in time, man. And I was like, okay, dude. And he was like, dude, I went way too far. Like, oh my god, give me some whiskey. And I gave him the whiskey, and he's drinking the whiskey.
Whiskey? What does whiskey have to do with
it? He was drinking it, he was just drinking it, he was downing it.
Why? I mean, like, is there...
I don't know what... I don't know what... whiskey is, but he's drinking it, okay? He's like, oh, it's good. And then he was like, okay. I was like, dude, that drug is screwed up. He was like, it was not the drug, okay? I went too far, and the beastie things from before time saw me and smelled me. And I was like, dude, okay, you're wrong. That's stupid. And he's like, no, it's true. They're beasts, and they're hungry, and they're thirsty, and they're called the Hounds of Tinderos. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to call you a doctor, dude. And you should talk to this doctor because you are crazy, and I'm not going to sit around here and listen to you be crazy all the time, okay? So let the doctor come see you and maybe go to a crazy house because I think you are crazy, okay? And then I left. So, okay.
That's it?
No, that's not it. That was chapter one. Chapter two, okay? So the next day, he calls me up and he's like, dude, come over, I need your help. And I was like, oh, gosh. But whatever, I did it. I decided, all right, you know what? I'm going to help him out. And so I did what he asked me to do. I got, like, a whole bunch of plaster.
Plaster? Like powder to make plaster?
Yeah. And then I brought it over to his house and he was like, oh, awesome. We're going to stop him, okay? But we gotta hurry. Go get some water so we can mix the plaster. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, dude, okay. The Hounds of Tinderos, all right? They can get to us. I said they move in the angles. They can get through the angles of the walls and the ceiling and the floor. And we're gonna make plaster so we can, you know, make it so there's no angles. It's all curves. Like we're inside of a little curvy place, okay? So we've got to do this. And I was like, oh, God. So whatever. I did. I helped him. We made the plaster. We put it around.
Why did you help him? He's clearly insane.
Well, I don't know. Because he's my friend, I guess. And I brought all the plaster. I might as well. Look, it doesn't matter. But I did. And we did all the corners. And we did all the ceiling and the floor. So it's all just curvy. Okay. And he was like, all right, sweet. Now I have to stay in this room for, like, as long as it takes for them to go away. They will get here and they'll be like, we can't get in. The hounds, right? So they won't say that. But they will see that they can't get in, and they will go back to where they came from. And then I can leave this room. But until then, I can't. And I was like, will you please talk to a doctor, please? And he was like, no, you think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy, dude. I saw Hounds of Tinderos scary outside of time, okay? Outside of time. So, I know that it's true, and you should know too. And I was like, I got up, and I was just like, I'm out of here. And he was like, dude, I'm not trying to offend you, okay? It's just that I am now superhumanly smart, and I can understand things in a way that you can't comprehend, but I should try to tone it down for you, but dude, and I'm like, just whatever, call me if you need anything, bye, I'm out of here, I'm sending a doctor, so bye.
Okay, so he's saying he's super smart.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever, clearly not, so.
Yeah, no, clearly not. I mean, again, he sounds like a charlatan, he sounds like a Rory St. John type.
Well, except he doesn't want my money.
Well, he got you to buy the plaster.
Well, yeah, but okay, no. So, all right, chapter three, all right? This is two things from the newspaper, okay? The first one was, like, there was an earthquake. Last night, at, like, 2 o'clock, there was an earthquake, and everything was, like, shaking, and some stuff fell down, okay? That's the short version.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that's clearly not a newspaper article.
No, I'm telling you. It was, like, there was a thing in the newspaper, it was, like, earthquake. And then the other thing in the newspaper was, like, there was an occult writer who was murdered, and it was Chalmers. All right, and he died, and they were like, "What killed him?" And they found him in a room, okay, with like dead on the ground, covered in like blue goopy stuff, with his head chopped off, sitting like on top of his chest, okay. And he was on the floor, and there was no blood at all anywhere in his body. And on the floor around him was the room had been, you know, plastered like we did, you know, but on the floor around him was little bits that had chipped off of the plaster, shaped like a triangle. Okay? And he was dead, and, like, the police guy was like, what's all this? And he found little bits of paper that he had been writing on, and he was writing things like, oh man, I have to stay awake and watch around, make sure that they don't come through the angles, and
water.
Well, yeah, just more crazy stuff. Then they found another piece that was like, oh my gosh, the plaster is falling! Something is happening! It's like an earthquake or something! I would never have expected something like this. It is dark in here now. I do not know what to do. Oh, no. Help me.
He wrote, help me, on a piece of paper.
Well, yeah. That's what the newspaper said, yeah.
That's preposterous. Why wouldn't I mean...
Well, that's how it is. And the detective was like, let's send some of this brew stuff off to find out what it is. Okay. Chapter 4.
That was the end of the chapter?
Yeah. That was the end of the chapter. Chapter 4 is like a note from a scientist about the goop. And he was like, dude, this goop is alive, but it doesn't have any enzymes in it. Holy crap, that's crazy. Okay, chapter 5.
That was the end of the chapter. That was a whole chapter.
Yeah. There's just a letter from the guy.
And that was all it said.
Yeah. Chapter 5 is like an excerpt from a book that Chalmers wrote. And it goes like this. I saw Outside of Time, and there were some monsters, and I think they're going to try to get me. The end.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah, that was that.
Well, okay, what was the point of the last two chapters? Why did we have those there?
Well, I didn't write them, I just told it, okay? It's just a story, okay? To show that the monsters were coming to get him, and he knew it.
Yeah, we already knew that. That was what happened in the story. You didn't need the last chapters, because that was what happened. I mean, the story ended at the end of chapter 3, when you find out the dude's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why do we need chapter 4 and 5?
Well, we don't. I mean, but they're just like flair, I think.
Flair?
Well, yeah, I mean... It's like a furious, a literary furious, I think.
Yeah. It also doesn't make an... I mean, because you just start by just narrating the story, and then two chapters in, the story stops being narrative and becomes epistolary.
What?
It becomes letters and articles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
So Jordan, this is better than an interview that I could have done.
Frank, this is Scape's show.
Okay, Scape, this is better than an interview
I could have... Yes, this is way better than an interview. It's a scary story. You were scared. In fact, you know what? I think you were definitely scared. That's why you're, like, questioning it. You're like, oh, I better poke holes in it so I don't get scared.
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm poking holes in it because I'm not even poking holes in it. I'm pointing at the holes. They're already so huge. Putting my finger in them would be like throwing a marble in the Grand Canyon.
Well... Good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so anyway, let's do the scary moral. Okay, the scary moral of this story, just so you know, okay, is watch out when you're time traveling.
Okay, what? Come on now.
What?
That's going to be your moral. Watch out when you're time traveling. Watch out when you're time... So, for all the people, is that, again, a message for the few time travelers there are?
There's probably lots of time travelers.
Yeah, okay, right. So for them, this was a story for them. If you're not a time traveler, you just wasted your time listening to the story.
No, because you can feel comfortable in not time traveling because it's dangerous.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you're the stupidest thing I ever heard. See if I have you on my show again.
Well, okay. I'll see if you do.
Yeah, come on, be nice.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you for having me. It was a great story.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Well, Scape, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. I will wrap it up. This has been a Scapey story. Be careful, or it might scare you again when you think about it.